We've talked a lot about ibrutinib and acalabrutinib. What other kinds of BTK inhibitors are being studied right now?
Right, so acalabrutinib, ibrutinib, and zanubrutinib, those are all irreversible inhibitors of BTK. They form a covalent bond with BTK and irreversibly inhibit it. One mechanism for resistance is mutation in the cysteine-481 that does not allow irreversible binding of those BTK inhibitors. So the next generation of inhibitors that we're working on are reversible inhibitors. So they bind to that ATP pocket. They don't require the cysteine-481 for binding to the pocket and therefore can potentially inhibit BTK even in cases that have a cysteine-481 mutation. So there's a couple that are progressing in phase one clinical trials that are of the reversible inhibitors. LOXO-305 is one of those. There's a phase one clinical trial with LOXO-305 that's ongoing. SNS-032 is a second, or vecabrutinib is the name for this drug. Vecabrutinib is another compound that's in phase one development, and we'll see more data. BTK is clearly a viable target for CLL, and I think getting around the limitations of using an irreversible inhibitor with a reversible inhibitor may allow us to keep or stay on target longer, which I think is a very important aspect to a therapeutic aspect for long-term management of the disease.